Morning. It's 8:41 a.m. on Sunday, December the 3rd, 2017. Let's see if I can get this back in my pocket here. It's mostly overcast. It's 34 degrees. The sun's shining a little bit through some high thin clouds. It's a quiet day there, so it wasn't a lot of traffic on 34. Oh, sorry, on West 24th. I'll get it right eventually, West 20th. And it's not a lot of wind I can hear. I can hear the traffic out on the highway pretty easily. Guys are out working here this morning on the houses. It's Sunday morning. How odd. They must be behind schedule or something. Here, one of those genie lifts. It's currently rolling very slowly, which is what the beeping sound is. But the neighbors love this. I was pretty cold when I got started, but now I'm warming up pretty well. All sorts of colored lights hanging around. Outside. Light balls. Looks like they're on like dream catcher frames or something, hanging up in the high in the trees. I suppose at night they must look like ornaments or something. Take my gloves off. Unzip the coat a little bit here, get it kind of overheated. It's I'm anxious to get back this morning. I want my second breakfast. I also want to get back into the writing. I did some yesterday. I did not enough, but I did some. The story started to tickle in the back of my brain, and it started to move along nicely. So when I started to fall asleep, it was late last night, so I figured I'd better go to bed. But I'm anxious to get back into it this morning. I get back around 9. Kid has to go to work at 10. Sky King going overhead here. This is too warm. Push the fleece hood back. I haven't done that in a while. Because I'm wearing 3 layers on my upper. 2 on the bottom. It's above freezing, and I've got a lot of heat built up here, so bleed some of it off. So today's Sunday. Sunday I can have eggs. I'm going to have eggs for breakfast this morning. Maybe. I got a lot accomplished yesterday. I got a lot of odd things done yesterday, which sounds, you know, I got my December post up on NathanLowell.com. I haven't done anything on Solar Clipper or Lammas Wood lately, but I gotta probably should do that. But I got the post up. I got my monthly numbers run for last month. I really need to get this book out. And the oddest thing, the thing that probably gives me the most satisfaction over and above the word count yesterday, was that I finally got the drain in the downstairs bathroom. The sink has been very, very slow running for a very, very long time, years. Every once in a while, I'll dump some drain in it. Sort of helps a little bit. It doesn't actually do the job. It doesn't help that my beard trimmings fall into the sink and get caught in the drain. But yesterday I got this. I was looking through the various Drano products, figuring I gotta do something about this drain. It's almost completely blocked again. So I found this Drano product that's foaming, that's specifically formulated for slow-running drains. And I thought, yeah, sure, okay, fine, we'll try it. Use a whole bottle. All right, I'll use the whole bottle. I let it sit for an hour and flushed it with hot water. Followed the directions. And I'll be damned if the thing isn't clear. The faucet can't put water in the sink fast enough that it doesn't drain out first. Plus it puts a stopper in, of course, but it's perfectly clear. It's like after all this time, it was like It seems so stupid. It seems so silly. It's like, oh yeah, hey, my life is better now. The bathroom drain is working. Except that it is. There's something odd about the feeling. There's something odd about that foundational aspect of, yeah, it's working now. Good. Okay. It's crazy, but it's true. Coming up on the mug post. Get ready. Say it with me. Mug post. It's a gorgeous morning. It really is. Despite the fact that it's cloudy, it's not a lot of blue sky showing. There's a lot of blue sky up there. There's always a lot of blue sky up there, but it's just not showing. I hear a lot of bird action this morning. I did see a couple of flights of geese. It's a lovely quiet morning. Small birds off in the distance here, chipping away. I can't figure out what they are. Sound funny. Railroad train. There's no particularly strong odors this morning. Smells like they've started laundry in this house, though. Just the faintest whiff of laundry detergent. Today is bedding day at the Casa de Lowell. Gotta strip the bed. Put fresh sheets on Sunday. I need to pick up where I left off. I need to pick up the story. I need to pick up the book. I need to get back into being a full-time writer instead of a full-time doff. There's a commercial on probably MSNBC, since it's the only television station I watch these days, which I'm sure is no better than any other single source of television news, but I do also get a lot of news from news outlets like Reuters, Al Jazeera, BBC. By the time I see it on television, I've already heard about it. But there's a commercial for some, I don't know, some pseudo-reality TV show about business. One of the lines has stuck with me for the last couple of days. It's a kind of a throwaway line near the end. It's an investment program where the guy is going to invest in the business if you can convince him that your business is worth investing in. And the line is, "Do you believe in your business?" And the person answers, "Well, yeah." And he says, "Show me. Show me. Do I believe in my business?" "Yeah. Yeah, I do." And part of this show me business, part of this whole problem is that it's, I'm not running a restaurant. I'm not running a store where I go and I procure the items that I'm going to sell and then hustle to get them for sale at the right price, the right shop, and the right place. It's not like I'm running a restaurant where I have to put meals on the table, get people in the door. The problem is that fiction isn't a commodity, it's an art. And even though we're marketing it these days as commodities, the reality is I can't do it. I can't do raw word count as, and count it as better than the last book, because I'm still working on the, I have to make it better than the last book. And my therapist convinces me regularly, reconvinces me that I'm so different now than I was 10 years ago, that having written somewhere north of 2 million words, the reality is I can't help but be better. Even if I can't articulate how or exactly what makes it better, the reality is I almost can't help but write better. Every time I write a book, which isn't to say I can get sloppy and lazy, I still have to write the right book, tell a good story. And while I can learn craft, I can't apply it consciously without placing too much emphasis on craft and too little on art. So that's a thing. Also a thing is that I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.